I'm Marco Werman, this is The World. The movie Avatar is not the best-selling film ever, yet, but the 3D science fiction blockbuster has already broken one box office record. Avatar is now the fastest movie ever to reach $1 billion in ticket sales worldwide. It took just 17 days. U.S. ticket sales account for about a third of Avatar's success. The rest come from overseas. So far, France is the top international market. The movie has raked in more than $85 million in ticket sales there. Next is Germany. Third is the country we asked you to name in our GeoQuiz today. Oleg Sulkin writes about film for the Russian magazine Itogi. And Mr. Sulkin, in less than 3 weeks, Avatar has become the most successful movie ever in...
In Russia, of course.
In Russia, of course. Why, of course?
Yeah, because Russia is an emerging market and people are going out and they want to see the best of the crops, so they want to see the best Hollywood product.
Right. Russia has pulled in $55.5 million in 3 weeks. I mean, what is behind this film that's really captured the Russian imagination so?
Yeah, it's an exciting box office result. I would say that the major factor is that it's a spectacular fairy tale, and Russians love visual fairy tales.
What do Russians love about fairy tales?
Well, it gives them the feeling of escape. You know, the life is not very simple in Russia nowadays, and there are a lot of hardships, and people are suffering from poverty and this new sort of capitalism, and these films give the feeling of fantasy, and the people want to fly away somewhere in the new world.
Now, James Cameron is also an interesting kind of backstory to this, because this is not his first film, obviously, and certainly not his first film that Russians love. Titanic in 1997 was a big hit there.
The Cameron, you know, popularity is enormous in Russia, and that's thanks to the success of Titanic, and now this is a new film and a lot of publicity surrounded it, and people were expecting it, were waiting for the release. People are very curious and they are very excited to have these glasses and to see this new kind of fun.
Right. Well, let's have a listen to what Avatar sounds like in Moscow movie theaters.
Суть в том, чтобы управлять телами, которые называются аватары. Они созданы из ДНК людей и ДНК жителей Пандоры.
All right, Oleg, I don't know if you know, but it was a mix of Russian and Navi, which is the alien language on the moon called Pandora. Do you speak Navi yourself?
I try not.
Okay.
Not to speak, but you know what? Personally, I don't like dubbing,
yeah.
But it's the traditional way of presenting foreign language films in Russia.
Now, in the movie, there is, for some, an obvious anti-capitalist message in the plot, as the villains in Avatar try to obliterate a population of humanoids on this far-off planet. Is that registering at all with Russians, though?
Probably. It's a paradox in today's Russia that people mostly love capitalism as a consumer society, which gives them a lot of opportunities and variety of goods. At the same time, the same people hate capitalists as persons, probably because of the notorious oligarchs who, robbed the country. So it's a kind of a contradiction. It's a very complicated attitude.
All right. With a complicated line on that message, do you have a favorite moment in the movie to leave us with?
I like this these flying islands, flying, forests. That's a real utopia, you know. It's so beautiful when they are flying, and this is the most exciting moment of the film.
Tell us the truth. Did you see it in 3D?
Yes, I saw it in 3D. I had a lot of fun, and I just felt a little bit like a child. Probably that's the magic of these type of films. They just they open this childish nature in each of us.
Oleg Sulkin writes for the Russian magazine Itogi and Novaya Ruskoye Slova, a Russian-American weekly. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Marco.